Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Listen to Acts 23:1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." How did he live? Another translation says, the English version says, "My fellow Israelites, my conscience is perfectly clear about the way in which I have lived before God to this day." My conscience is perfectly clear about how I've lived. Well, that's a great thing to say, isn't it? How many believe that that was limited to the Apostle Paul, or could any Christian do that? Can any Christian live with a clear conscience? Should every Christian live in such a way to maintain a clear and a free conscience? Would that affect your ability to hear from God? Oh my. Oh, does it? Does it? Because the Spirit of God, how does He communicate with us? He bears witness with our spirit, and conscience being the voice of the Spirit, that's how God leads us. So keeping your conscience clear is a big part of being aware and being sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. He said, I've kept a clear conscience. Now go to the 24th chapter, 24:16. 24:16. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, "Herein do I exercise myself." Exercise means you're going to do something, right? How many know you can exercise doing nothing? No. No, exercise involves doing something, right? Exercise myself to what? To have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. He said, I exercise myself. Well, that means it doesn't just happen automatically. It means you got to do something. Exercise has to do with maintaining and working something. He said, I work this all the time so that all the time my conscience is void of an offense or clear between me and God and between me and people. How many believe that's the right thing for everybody to do? Yes. You ought not go weeks and months with something bothering you in your conscience between you and God or between you and people. You ought not go all day. You ought to get it straight. Right? Amen. Get it straight. Get it right. Get clear. So that you can lay your head on the pillow. Amen? Amen. Before you go to bed, as far as you know, your heart's clear. Between you and God and between you and people. That includes your spouse. I said, that includes your spouse. I said, that includes your spouse. Didn't the Bible say, be angry and what? Sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Now, you know, just because you got angry didn't mean you've sinned. It depends on what you do once you get angry. Right? As to whether you sinned or not. But how many understand the Scripture teaches in more places than one that you're not supposed to go day after day and week after week miffed? It's ungodly. It's unspiritual. And it's violating the clear direction of the Word. Get it straight. Get it right. If you have to go to somebody, what if they don't want it right? Well, you do everything you can. As much as lies with you. The Bible said, live peaceably with all men. I mean, if they don't want it right, well, do everything that you can do so that when you lay your head down, you know, well, I've done everything I know to do to get it right, to make it right. Keep your conscience clear. If you want to hear from God, you got to live like this. I said, if you want to hear from God, you want to be led, you must live like this. He said, I exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense. Another translation says, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. Without turning there, two other places Paul talked about his own conscience. In 2 Timothy 1:3, he says, I've served God from my forefathers with a pure conscience. In Hebrews 13:18, he said, I trust we have a good conscience in all things to live honestly. Was Paul's conscience a vital thing to him? Absolutely. Now, let's talk about then for a bit why people don't have a clear conscience. You know, when you're born again, you're born a spiritual baby, spiritual infant, but you're clean. I said you're clean. And your heart is clean. And your conscience is clean. And you are pure before the Lord. And little ones, I mean in the natural, little ones before they reach the age of accountability to know the difference between good and evil, their spirits are alive to God. Little ones are alive to God. Amen? And aware of things. You know, there's a story of a well-known Christian singer some years ago that was getting ready to go somewhere and flying an airplane His little boy, I think he was 3 years old, sleep in the back seat, and his wife was with him, and they came and got out of the car and he went and got in the airplane, and his little boy, just about time the airplane started up, his little boy jumped up on the back seat and said, Mama, Mama, is Daddy in that airplane? Daddy in that airplane? And she said, Yeah, baby. He said, Doesn't he know it's gonna crash into that hill? And sure enough it did. How did he know that? His little spirit's alive unto God. But here's the bigger issue. Why didn't the adults know it? Why weren't the adults aware of it? Well, because of this. Even though we're born alert and aware and sensitive, what you do in the following days and weeks and months and years of walking with the Lord will either cause your conscience to stay clear or it'll cause it to begin to be clouded. And when you ignore your conscience bothering you, you ignore the Lord dealing with you, then in effect, you dull yourself. And if you do that long enough, you get duller and duller and duller until you're just aware of natural things and you're not aware of spiritual things. But that's not us. Amen. Even if you've become dull, you can get sensitive again. Amen. Amen? Amen? Now here's the thing. When you are looking to the Lord to get leading from Him, where do you look? When you're looking to the Lord for direction, where do you look? You look inside, right? We are led internally. The Spirit of God bears witness with our, not our intellect, not our emotions, not our feelings, with our spirit. So we look inside. So where are we going to find our direction? Inside, right? Inside our own spirits, because the Holy Spirit lives in here, right? And He knows what we should do. He knows the right way. And we're going to get it from our inside. But your spirit can either be clear or it can be cluttered. Everybody say cluttered.
Cluttered.
Just exactly like a closet that's cluttered. Or a garage that's cluttered. Or a desk that's cluttered. Everybody say cluttered.
Cluttered.
Cluttered. When something's cluttered, is it easy to find things?
No.
Mm-mm. I know years ago, a friend of mine and I were working on an old hot rod. And we got to this certain thing and we needed a specific tool. designated tool to do that little job, and we walked over to his tool bin and garage, and I'm telling you, it was a disaster. I mean, you couldn't even walk through the place. And he said, "I know I've got two or three of those." He said, "But it might take us half a day to find it." He said, "Come on, let's just go to the parts place and get one." He said, "I know I probably got two or three," but he knew it was in there. But it was very difficult to find. Why? So much clutter. So many times, that's the way Christians are. They know it's in there. That direction. That guidance. They know it's in there. But dear me, putting your hand on it. Because you start to look at it, and there's some stuff from 1969 that I never took care of. And there's some stuff from 72 that we never got worked out. And there's some stuff from 89. See, friends, we are not to go day after day with something inside us bothering us. Bothering us. You didn't do that. You didn't take care of that. That bothering, that nagging thing a little bit, that bothering, that you live with that and you go on, you are not having a clear conscience. You will become more clouded, more darkened, and duller the further you go. Why? How'd that garage get that way? How did it get that way? You got finished working on the motor, and you got tools everywhere, and you got stuff everywhere, and you're ready to just get out of there, but inside, what happens? Inside, you ought to put that up. You ought to go ahead and take just a minute and put that back where you got it. Right? Oh, friends, are you listening now? I'm not just telling stories. You ought to take just a minute and put that up. And if you go, nah, I'll do it later. What did you just get through doing? You overrode a prompting or something you had on the inside. Is that serious? Yes. Oh, how serious it is. People are dead today because of ignoring that. And you don't just wait until something major comes up to try to be sensitive. You got to be sensitive day in and day out. If you want to be sensitive on the big things, you got to be obedient on the little things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, A Clear Conscience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R104. That's R104, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.